हेलो सर, हेलो,
Yes, hello, can you hear me?
yeah, I can.
Okay, perfect. So let's see, it would be on our end. I tried ordering a different number. Once it's
Okay.
provisioned, I'll let you know and we can try doing the test call again.
Okay. I
All right.
did call several times and it didn't work, and then I called this last time and it did, I were able to connect the call. Because the
Okay.
first time it was happening the same thing to me, that I will call and then the call would not connect at all, but
Okay, then that explains a little bit more then. Thank you for the information, because that means that maybe it was provisioning when we were doing the test. So it's still like in process of. So we'll wait. Once I get a confirmation, we can do a test call again just to not do it in vain. All right,
okay.
perfect. So we have the call tracking on ice. Okay, the next part would be the keywords. I don't know if you wanted to add Android, I
Yes,
believe.
please. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I'll
Give
wait.
me 1 second.
Let me know.
Okay, he's in the call.
All right, perfect. Okay, so the keywords is what we're discussing next.
Yep.
So I was mentioning, well, it's the terms that will be connecting you with ideal clients looking to hire.
Yeah, so those keywords are going to be garage, addition, in kitchen.
Let's see, 1 second.
Rosie, surprisingly, Roberto is getting away from wanting to do remodel that's not big enough
Yeah.
for him. So, kitchen. Garage position.
Okay, any other keywords that you'd like to add?
Rosie.
I mean, that's what he's more into it right now, but I think that should bring in anything, even if it's remodel or anything extra. So I think we should be there.
Yeah.
All right. All right, perfect. And the next part would be a couple of questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we're actually going to market you online.
Yep.
All right. Perfect. Would you say that there's anything unique about your business or something that would set you apart from competitors?
I'm gonna put this, but everyone on the team is like a part of the company. So like you can do like no outside contractor or you can say like employee owned because they're like all working in a partnership. something along the lines that, like, I guess owner-operated, you could say, would be great. Owner-operated. Each job has project manager. I don't know how you want to put that.
Okay. All right.
Project manager on every job, something like that.
All right. And is there anything that your customers like about your business in particular? I don't know, maybe a comment that you receive often.
A high attention to detail. Flexible. Minimal change orders.
All right, perfect. And do you already have a mission statement established?
Rosie, what's the mission statement?
I'm sorry?
What's his mission statement?
Good question. In 1 second.
Now, let's say, like, transforming projects into a sense of home.
Okay, that one would be good for a tagline or slogan. Is that the one that you have established already?
Can we get back to you on the mission or no?
Well, I actually have an example here. If you like it, we can use it. If not, we'll serve as an example. So I had at Albali General Services, our mission is to bring your vision to life with quality additions that enhance the comfort and value of your home. We specialize in kitchen additions and garage additions, providing expert craftsmanship, reliable service, and personalized solutions. Our commitment is to deliver projects that not only meet but exceed expectations, creating spaces that fit your lifestyle and needs.
Yeah, so I like that. The only change is it's kitchen, comma, additions, and garages. There's three different things.
Yeah.
So not kitchen additions. It's kitchens, comma, additions. And then eliminate the word personalized. Otherwise, I like that.
Yeah.
All right. So just a quick question, is it okay if it's kitchen remodeling or should I just keep it as we specialize in kitchens, garages, and additions?
Kitchens.
Okay.
Because remodeling will tag a bunch of small stuff we don't want to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I don't know, like, how to convey this or where to convey this, but, like, somewhere on the website, we need to say, like, minimum job size of $30,000. Or, like, Abelay has grown over the years to only focus on these three things, or cannot accept, because like somehow we need to be through, like I'm getting a call right now from a lead. Most likely they want to install a fan. So like,
yeah.
I don't know where to convey that, but a lot of my Google Ads spend and time are taken up with very small projects that we just wouldn't even consider.
Okay.
I don't know. We can spin it somehow, like, Abelay has grown as a company to focus on larger projects and no longer do remodel or handyman services.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
So you don't want to incorporate the remodel phrase?
No. And somehow we need to make it clear that, like, hey, don't call us about installing a dishwasher.
All right. Well, most definitely. Okay, perfect. And how about for the tagline or slogan? I think I heard that you had one.
I just came up with one. Transforming your project into a sense of home.
Sounds good. All right, perfect. Sense of home, awesome. And when was Albalay General Services established?
Let me bring that up.
So that was in May 2019.
Okay. And how many years of experience?
10 plus years.
Okay. All right. And what's the current number of employees?
4.
All right. And the work that's done, is it residential, commercial, or both?
Residential. For that category, I think there's 1 to 4 and then 5 plus, right?
For what, I'm
sorry? Employees.
But what was your question?
The employee number, is that category 1 through 4 and then 5 plus, or is it a real just generic number?
Oh yeah, it's just a slot. Like, you can enter the number.
I know, but where is it being published?
Oh no, it's just for the record.
Oh, internally? Again, 5.
Okay.
Yeah, 5.
All right. Perfect. And you said residential, right? For the
correct
work? Okay. Perfect. Awesome. And the hours of operation currently, please?
8 to 7.
8 a.m. to 7? And what days?
But Rosie, when do you actually get going? 8 or 9?
8. I mean, 8 is fine. Sometimes 9, but.
No, but if. Are you gonna? Let's do 9, because each call you get sometimes costs like $50 a piece. So mm-hmm. Like, let's start the calls at 9 to 7.
Okay.
All right, 9 a.m. 7 p.m. And what days, I'm sorry?
Monday through Saturday.
All right. Sunday close?
Yes.
Okay. Sunday closed. All right. And what are the type of payments that you accept?
Check, money order, Zelle, credit card.
All right, perfect. And you said that you already had a Google Business profile, correct?
Correct. And so we're just going to transfer admin to you guys.
All right. Let me send you that email now.
And then I also am getting with the current hosting of the website to get you the login credentials and that information so you can take over that domain. We own the domain. Another service is hosting it for me. So I'll get that to you by the end of the day, so you can transfer that domain.
Okay, definitely. Would you have the username and password?
That's what I'm getting for you, for the hosting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have the GoDaddy to show, like, that I own the domain, but it's being hosted elsewhere, so, like, I need to get that for you.
Okay. All right, I'll send you the email for that as well. Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, no problem. Let's see.
And then we're also going to transfer the company emails that are currently through GoDaddy that uses Microsoft 365. We're going to transfer those over to Workspace once we get Workspace set up.
All right. Let's see. All right, register. All right, let me know if you receive the email, okay? It should be action needed, delegate access to your website domain.
Correct.
And that was sent to the RAAA email.
Let's see, yes, that is correct, @gmail.com.
Okay.
Give me one quick second, okay? I'll be right back with you.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay.
So, Rosie, it sounds like he's wrapping up the call. I would say, hey, thank you for all of this. Please let me know who my website designer is going to be, when we can set up that call, and what is the process for that, because that'll be our next step, is to actually start designing content, pictures, all of that for website.
Now, with our manager, or is that it will be the same thing for the design, or is that just for the
website?
Mm-hmm.
No, there's someone that helps you with the actual website design. Okay. It's a separate call.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Let's see. So we have that covered. We could talk about the service areas as well for the Google Business Profile. In the meantime, you currently have Nashville and Davidson County. It can be a minimum of 5 or a maximum of 10, so you could add minimum 3 more or maximum 8 more. It can be counties, cities.
Yeah, I think.
However you'd like to have it set up.
Yeah, I think because it has such small reach, I think we have to do a 15-mile radius first, right? And then start to expand?
Yeah, well, however you'd like to have it set up, that's how we have the option of also just using zip codes if you want to be more specific, cities if you want to be more broad, and if you want to be really, really broad, well, counties if you want to cover a wide.
Just do Davidson and Williamson County for now.
Okay. Williamson County.
Because, Rosie, if you go too broad, then it kind of dilutes the SEO impact.
Yes,
so
that is correct.
You can add more later. So.
Yeah, that's why the optimum is 5. So you could add
Davidson and Williamson County is almost a 50-mile spread.
Oh,
like
okay.
It's quite a bit.
All right,
yeah.
Definitely. Perfect. Got it. Yeah, and you could always add more, as he was mentioning, Andrew.
I think it's stronger.
You can go on your dashboard, and under service areas, you can see which ones are active. All right, perfect. And do you already have a Yelp page?
That we can do that with, like, if it helps with indexing, but I've never gotten a lead from there. So if that helps for backlinking and indexing, then yes, but otherwise we don't need one.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, we can create one and optimize it, see how it works, see if you get any leads.
Yeah, you can do it for optimization. That's fine.
Okay. All right, perfect. And how about a Facebook business page? Is one already established?
Yes.
Okay. Let me send you that email. Would you be able to grant us access?
Yeah.
All right. I just sent you the email. Let me know when you receive it.
Okay.
All you have to do is click on the blue link in blue letters that says click here and attempt logging in with the personal Facebook first. And then I'll let you choose the page.
Okay.
He also has a Instagram as well, a business Instagram.
Okay, I don't have the password for that Facebook right now.
No, no, you can do that later.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going through the emails that were sent yesterday. We don't need to verify the Google business profile again, right? When we're just signing it over to you.
Let me double check.
We shouldn't, because you just take over as admin.
Yeah, it's already visible. Because if it needed verification, it wouldn't be visible to the public.
Yeah, we already did that like 2 years ago.
Okay. I believe I sent you the email as well on how to add us. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the one to add as manager, definitely need to do that, but
okay.
Not the verification and setup.
Okay.
And then did you talk to Rosie about some type of Dropbox or something for sending photos for Google profile, website, all of that, not through email? How does she do that?
She could either reply to the email that I'll be sending, or she can upload them directly through the dashboard. She just has to open up her dashboard and then go to business info. Go to the business info.
Rosie, we'll sit sometime and go through all that dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, like, important stuff on there. And it's a lot easier to upload photos that way too.
Yes, it is. It's really user-friendly as well with the updates that we've been doing. So you go to business info and you scroll down to where it says media, and you should be able to see everything. Logo, cover photo, business photos, business videos, and business documents as well if you want to upload them.
Okay, I see it.
Awesome.
Okay.
Perfect. All right.
Rosie, I have your logo and all that kind of stuff in readable formats too.
All right. So for the Facebook ads, were you able to receive the email for the Facebook access?
Yes, I did.
All right.
But we don't have the password till later. So.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No problem. I'll just notate that. We'll grant access later. Do you think it will be by today?
Yeah, for sure.
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No problem. Just to make sure to follow up if needed. All right. Perfect. Awesome. So now we're going to talk about the Facebook ads. So at the bottom of the ad, it gives the client an option to interact or to reach out. You can select one at a time. It's either Facebook form fill, calls, or Facebook Messenger. Which would you prefer?
Not the form fill. So either Messenger. What? We should do a call.
Okay.
Because if they're not willing to call, then they're not really interested. It'll reduce the spam.
Okay.
You get crazy messages on form fill, Rosie. Like, really abstract, nothing related messages on a...
Okay.
Really?
Oh, yeah, but it's never anything to do with remodeling or construction.
Wow. I would have thought it would be different due to the fact that it like, can't be done on accident, you know? How the other ones are just buttons, like calls and messenger, or just send the call, send the message. Form fill will take a little bit of time to fill out, you know, the information and service requests, but I wouldn't think that they'd be wasting their time on a form fill. Like, that's funny.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Let's see. All right. Facebook ads discovered. You can also change that, by the way. If you want to see how form fill or messenger works later down the line, it's changeable.
And is that done through
it's
the dashboard or just?
Yeah, And you could either reach us out or through the dashboard, either or works, whatever you feel more comfortable with. I would suggest to pan out maybe a month to see how it actually fully works and then see how the next one works. All right, perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome. So your subscription also includes Google Advertising. So Google Ads has many benefits, including, well, helping you show up at the top of the page, allowing you to get a good return on investment through pay-per-click, and to be where the competition is as well. So you could increase your ads budget at any time. You can let us know at any time if you want to add more Google Advertising budgets, if you want more clicks. You could always reach out at the 877 number. I do recommend to save that number as well in the event that we reach out, so it won't be an unknown number or sent to spam. All right. Awesome. Did you receive the Google Guaranteed application as well already through email?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Last night.
Perfect. So that, fill it up to the best of your ability and submit it. If anything is lacking at the moment, it can be submitted later. We just want to it to be processing in the moment since it does take a little while. So just to the best of your ability, submit it, and we'll wait to see if Google does require the missing documents, if any are missing. All right.
So we need to update, Rosie, the tax ID and registration because it's not current, and Google Guaranteed won't work without it being current.
Okay.
Insurance is current, but he hasn't renewed and paid Davidson County this year.
So we need to do that. Okay.
Yep. It's pretty easy. It's just a payment.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And do you already have a logo?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. So you'll be receiving several emails from us. The first one would be the keywords list. Let us know if you want to add or adjust any. Just reply to the email with the changes. Also, if you have project photos or a logo, you can send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. Just ensure that they're high-quality photos, as it's going to be the main content for the marketing campaign. Also, the client dashboard.
How many of those do you want? Like, we have so many. But like, you want us to filter it down to 10 or 20 or 30 or 40? Like, what's ideal for you?
Honestly, there's no like limit on the photos. We'll just try to use the best ones or the most appealing ones. So, but anywhere between maybe 15 to 20, so we could have content. We could be rotating them or updating them as you wish as well.
Well, I mean, we have, over the years, we have like 300 good ones. So, like, that's pretty overwhelming. Yeah. So,
I mean, we'll do that. That's good. I mean, that you have content, we could keep it fresh. I mean, we could be updating it every now and then, however you'd like to have it set up. Yeah.
Okay.
It's always useful. Yeah, of course. Most definitely. Always comes in handy. The dashboard login credentials you should have received. If not, I'll resend. This can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and the campaign progress as we were talking throughout the interview. And it can be done from anywhere and any device as well. All right. As far as the time frame and what to expect, the campaign will launch in phases. Ads will be live within 7 to 14 days, depending on the documentation needed. And we will be optimizing the Google Business Profile in parallel with said ads. You should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. And don't forget that you can be checking your dashboard for real-time updates as your growth is monitored on a daily basis. And we'll also meet regularly to review and refine the strategy.
What's the next step on website creation and that designer?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What's the next step to design and have the website go live?
But the website is live. From my understanding is that we were hosting it, right?
No. Another company is hosting it. So I'm getting you the login credentials to take over that domain.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're redesigning the website to go live with you guys.
All right, perfect. So it's 2 to 5 days. You can also be checking the dashboard under promoted URL. You should be able to see the link once it's ready and a website editor button. As well.
I know. Okay, so we're going to self-edit on that website?
No, we're going to create it, but it gives you the option to edit it if you want to, like directly from the dashboard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but who's going to create content and upload pictures and all of that?
Oh, back
office. Is that you or us?
Yeah. No, it gets created by us. Yeah.
Okay. So that's where those photos and stuff come in.
That is correct. Photos.
Okay.
If photos weren't existent, we have industry stock photos that we can use. So, yeah, we have.
Yeah, stories. Yeah.
All right. We'll perfect. Those. Awesome. All right. Okay. All right, perfect. Also, as your business does become more visible, you may get calls or even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google. If you're ever in doubt, just forward those to us immediately and never pay for any additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Splash.
They never work for Google.
All right. We'd like to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over early results and the next steps. If I'm not mistaken, it's the 24th of this month. Yeah, so 3 Fridays from today, the 24th. Is it okay if we reach out at the same time, or do you have a time preference for that call?
Let me double check in 1 second. I'm not sure you, Andrew.
No, I don't need to be here.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
Take your time.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. Same time, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and set it up and send you a calendar invite so you receive a reminder of when we'd be calling. Awesome. You're also assigned a dedicated account manager for ongoing strategy and support. His name is Ruben Santa Cruz. And he'll be the single point of contact for all future campaign discussions and questions.
Okay.
All right. He'll be reaching out to you over the next few days in order to introduce himself, give progress updates on your account, and answer any questions that you may have, okay?
All right.
All right. Perfect. This would be wrapping up our onboarding interview for today. Thank you for investing your time. Your engagement definitely sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. Would you have any immediate questions or concerns for me at this point?
Yes. Right, Andrew, about the website, when can we schedule a call to, like, design it?
So it sounds like, Rosie, they changed, because I had, like, a designer. I went through every box and picture and content. So it sounds like they do a back-end website with all the photos that we add. And the existing website. So what we'll do is once it goes live, you and I will go into the website editor and make changes.
If you already have a vision, like if you have something in mind, you can let me know, like, and we can, like, cater to that as well, so you don't have to wait until it's published.
But I mean, just put in your notes for them.
Mm-hmm.
Look at homerunbuilders.com.
Okay, .com for reference.
And then the current website, nationalremodelhome.com.
Okay.
And use for content. Is like the content that you guys wrote last time was wild, like definitely AI driven and like stuff like that. So for the actual wording content, steal from both of those. Home Run Builders is my company. I helped build the other Albalay website. So pictures, you can do whatever you want. Rosie will upload those.
Okay.
I just invited her to my Instagram album. But the content should come from one of those two websites.
All right. Perfect. Noted. Awesome. Any other?
You could copy and paste that. So.
Yeah, definitely. Just make sure to make it not as AI driven. Use both websites as reference for content.
Yeah. And then put fine to copy and paste from existing websites. Like, we own both of those. I know you don't want to copy and paste, but we own those, so. Client owns website. Please copy and paste your content.
All right. Definitely. Perfect.
Thanks.
Yeah, most definitely. No problem. Will do. All right. Any other questions, concerns, or anything pending before I let you go?
Yeah. No.
All right.
Nope.
Perfect. Well, just review the information submitted via email and text message. If anything is inaccurate or needs updating, reach out right away and we'll adjust it. Our support line is the number provided, 877-635-6225. We're available 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday. You could also reach out via email, text, or chat, whatever you feel more comfortable with.
Awesome. Rosie, stay on for like 2 minutes if you can.
All right. Yeah. Perfect, Rosie. Andrew, it was a pleasure assisting both of you today. Thank you once again for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner, and we definitely look forward to helping both of you take the lead in the market in the near future.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Have a fantastic rest of your day. Good weekend.
You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
So, Rosie,